I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Dave and DeGenevieve.
We have only 6 days. We have only 6 days. You heard it. 6 days to go until election week. Have you turned in your ballot yet? We just checked. The U.S. Election Project tracks how many ballots have been turned in, and they give us an update every day. 523,000 ballots have been processed in Utah.
Dave? That's a bunch.
Yeah. Are you in that batch?
But not mine.
What?
I'm not part of that 500,000. I like to wait. I like to procrastinate. I don't wait for any other reason other than, oh, I got some time to procrastinate this some more. That's great. But yeah, we're going to take a look at how to track your ballots once they're submitted. I didn't even know this was a thing. I voted my entire life, Debbie. Not once have I tracked a ballot or even thought about tracking a ballot. But you're like, update, update, update. What's happening? So we're going to talk about that, how early voting is going to impact Election Day.
So you just don't even know if your ballot makes it to your county clerk's office.
No idea.
What are you?
I assume it has. I don't track it.
Oh, this is the difference between you and I. I track mine. So, as you know, I voted with my kids 8 days ago, I believe. Maybe it was 10 days ago now. It was on a Sunday night at a family barbecue. We sat around and discussed the issues and discussed the different platforms and the policies for the candidates. And then we cast our ballots. And it was a lot of fun. And then we put my son in charge of carrying the ballots in his car in a secure manner to the mailbox 2 blocks away. The big blue mailbox. He dumped them in. I think he did. So I went on this morning to vote.utah.gov. That's the website, Dave. You're going to want to write that down.
Okay.
And I tracked my ballot. And it's really easy. Put your name, your address in. And it showed me that my ballot has arrived at my county clerk's office.
So weird. I can't believe you tracked your ballot.
It's there. So I now know my son has high integrity. And the Postal Service followed through with their job. But I think, and why do we care about this right now? Here's why. There's been a lot of talk and a lot of concern and about potential fraud in the system and a breakdown in the mailing system that I think has concerned a lot of people. So this is an easy way to track your ballot.
Yeah, I can see they're just trying to alleviate all of our fears. And this is just not a fear that I even would have thought of. I've never thought about it in the 25 plus years that I've been voting. Like, is this a new thing or have you always been able to do this?
I think I've done it for last couple of several elections, actually. Yeah. Well, welcome to 2020, David.
Wow.
So a lot of people wondering when's the latest you can vote by mail. According to vote.org, I don't want to source everything here, so you can go check it out for yourself. In Utah, mail-in ballots must be postmarked one day before Election Day.
Monday.
So that's Monday.
Yep.
If you're voting by mail, though, the recommendation is do it as soon as possible. just in case.
And they're saying do it by Friday. I think it even says that on the ballots, like make sure, just in case, send it by October 30th, whatever it is.
Why do you wait until election day to vote, and do you go put your ballot in a drop box?
Yeah, that's exactly what I do. I usually fill it out over usually a week or so. I don't just sit down and do it all at once because I like to sit down. I like to discuss it with my family. I like to research the issues. So I do it actually over several days. And then the only reason I wait till
that sounds painful.
Election day, voting should be painful. It should be doing homework. But I do. I just usually wait till election day because that is a straight up procrastination thing. It's not like I'm waiting for the final debates or, the last minute research. I just procrastinate.
We do know that with now more than 500,000 Utahns already having their ballots submitted, that there will be a pretty big dump, if you will, of ballots and votes on election night after the polls close. So while the ballots are being processed, they don't release results until after the polls close. But with this process now, Dave, it seems like there will be, we'll have a lot of insight that night, but that it will carry on throughout the next several days, if not weeks, while the votes continue to be counted. And then certified toward the end of November. KSL Television's Matt Gephardt also dove into something interesting last night, that we're having, of course, a massive rush to vote early. How does that impact voting on Election Day?
It's a lot more than we've seen in years past.
Chief Deputy Clerk Lanny Chapman says the high numbers of folks who are voting early clearly shows that interest in this election is at an all-time high.
People are really enthused this year. There's a lot of turnout, early turnout, which is amazing.
And then, of course, because of this massive amount of ballots that are already being mailed in, they're working around the clock at the clerk's office.
We're really busy,
if not a bit overwhelmed. Both Chapman and her boss tell me they have been working into the wee hours of the morning ever since ballots went out, helping get voters registered off of inactive voter rolls and answering questions. 16 plus hour days, and that's with the election still more than a week away.
Ooh, 16 plus hour days. Oh, okay. So he also asked the chief deputy clerk about election night, and she said something very interesting. Let's listen.
Does it scare you at all that you're going to be swamped come election night?
And the amount of people that have already turned in their ballots makes me feel confident that a lot of people will vote before November 3rd.
We're almost at half. 523,000 ballots have already been cast. That's almost half of what was cast in 2016, and it's already arrived by October 27th. So I think that's what they're saying. If everyone just keeps sending them early, yeah, by election day, there's not going to be anybody left to show up to the polls. They've already done their job.
I disagree. I think we're going to have some pretty long lines on election day. I think there are people like you who've procrastinated, Dave. Maybe there's some confusion, or they feel as though they want to go stand in line because it's traditional for them to go stand in line. I think we're going to see some pretty good lines on election day, and I'm really excited about it, actually. I don't think I've ever been this excited for an election season in a long time, and I don't really... I can't put my finger on exactly what's driving it for me. Maybe it's because you and I get to talk about it every day. Straight ahead, diving into this. Charges have been filed in the 10-year-old murder case of Sherry Black. How investigators got the suspect, have him behind bars now. It includes this. They surreptitiously obtained DNA. We're diving into what that means. Next.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.